from John chapter 13, verse 1 and 2. It is prior to Passover feast. Go with me, Brother Jackson. Jesus knew that his hour had come and he would be leaving earth, and he has completed dining with his disciples whom he loved. In John chapter 13 and verse 21, Sister Jesus revealed to his disciples that one of them would betray him. Might as well say amen. In John 13, 27, Satan enters into Judas Iscariot. And Jesus instructs Judas to do what he will do quickly. And Judges and Judas departed. And the Bible says it was at night. And I want to let you know, Sister Bobby, if you ever walk away from Jesus, it's night in your life. And if somebody is in nighttime right now, the only way you're going to get back to the light, you got to come by way of Jesus. And I want to let somebody know, there's no darkness so dark that the true light is unable to penetrate in darkness. As a matter of fact, Sister Baker, they're really in the darkness. He told me to tell you, let your light so shine before men that they see your good work and glorify your Father which is in heaven. But let us keep on walking up to the text. Because in John 13 and 33, Jesus informed his disciples that he will be with them for a little while, and then he would leave them. Furthermore, Sister Stephanie, he says, where he would go, they would not be able to follow. Jesus followed that news with a new commandment for his disciples. The commandment, Reverend Fleming, is to love one another as Jesus has loved them. And I want to let us know, we can't love one another without Jesus. If you think you're doing something, let me share with you, Jesus has an agape kind of love. And what that means is that you don't have to do nothing to justify him loving you. And if you have not caught on yet, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for